It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chris Whittingham is a soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Whitty will be on the call Saturday at noon for an Italian Serie A match on CBS. And then Saturday night, he's going to be calling the Philadelphia-Orlando MLS match on MLS Season Pass. And he is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We always enjoy talking with Whitty. So Inter Miami plays LAFC tomorrow night. Now that's the CONCACAF Champions Cup, right? And you had
that's
said
correct.
To me earlier today, Whitty, that's actually more important than their MLS games at the moment? Or is that your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, for me, Inter Miami want to be a standard bearer, not just in the United States, but really in the world. That's why this Club World Cup that they're playing this summer is going to be so big. But you kind of have to be the standard bearer in your own region if you are to be the standard bearer in the country or in the world. So I think they have to start by winning this tournament. They're actually doing really well in MLS right now. I've been surprised at how they've managed to balance everything with Messi's injury, with the key players in the squad continuing to age. They've been brilliant in MLS this season. They started really well. They went 2-0 up on Philadelphia on Saturday and then gave up a goal late, managed to hang on to win that game. They have the best record in MLS, but I think if you ask them in this first part of the season, before they get to the Club World Cup, what is the biggest priority? It is winning this CONCACAF Champions Cup. They've got two legs against LAFC over these next 2 weeks. Wednesday, that is an 11:30 p.m. kickoff. Good luck to anyone on the East Coast trying to stay up late for that one. And then second leg will be back at home next week, which I saw today. They're releasing some tickets for $25, which is honestly really good value because you know that Inter Miami, you're going to give a crap about that game. They're going to want to win that game because they're trying to be the champions of this part of the world.
And Woody, you got to explain it to me, but this overlapping, so the MLS and the CONCACAF and then delegated back to Argentina when Messi wants to just go home and play for his team, it's all acceptable in soccer because there's no way that I'm going to say, hey, I'm going back to my country to play. Y'all figure it out on this side. It's all accepted in soccer.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, Crowder, because in most leagues, there is just the league. There's just the league. You play a regular season and then you play playoffs. But with soccer, both to kind of fill the time in between games, and because kind of the human body, I think, can do a little bit more in soccer than in other sports, you play multiple competitions. So Inter Miami will play, if you separate between regular season and playoffs, they will play in five different competitions this season. And you can kind of prioritize however you like. And then, as you say, you have to take a break for the international games. But MLS only does that during the end of the season. In October and November, they will actually stop play so that the international teams can call in their players. But they're a rare league that play through international windows. So Argentina just played two games. MLS didn't stop. Miami actually didn't play in that week, but they could have done. And Miami would have played a game without their key guys. And the countries are in that period given priority. You have to release your players to go and play for their countries. So it's kind of interesting because you can win all these different things, but you have to decide over the course of the year, where am I going to allocate my resources? If I'm playing 55 games and I'm not going to have Messi for all of them, I'm not going to have Busquets and Suarez and all those guys for all of them, which are the most important ones? And you kind of have to decide that as the season goes. It's why I kind of wanted to make the point that this game on Wednesday night when they play LAFC is probably their most important game right now. They're playing their most important games of the regular season period right now. We probably know they're going to make the playoffs. They're one of the best teams in the league. Once we get to playoff time, that's the most important thing. But for now, winning these cup games is probably more important.
Now, Leo Messi scored a goal the other night, but to me, the most important Messi story that's going on right now is his bodyguard, who we've all been fascinated by since he was down here. There's two stories now, and I double-checked to make sure neither of them were April Fool's jokes, but there's two stories. One, MLS announced today that they're not letting that guy on the pitch anymore when it comes to MLS games, and he's like, wait a second, when I was, you know, guarding him wherever he was guarding him, in Europe or Argentina or wherever, nobody, there were no pitch invaders, or I don't know, five over 10 years. And in MLS, there seems to be a number, but MLS is not going to let him on the field anymore. And two, he's going to fight Logan Paul.
Apparently there's been some social media beef brewing between the two of them. Logan Paul, I believe he's the wrestling one, correct? I get my Paul's confused.
He's not the boxer, right?
Right, he's not like the boxer. He's the one that's in WWE right now. Yeah, I mean, that would actually be really fascinating, and it would kind of be a culmination of, as you say, this incredible character. The Messi bodyguard character has been actually one of the more talked about things since he's been here. I remember watching him in that first game, and he dresses as if he were kind of like the assistant trainer of the team. He puts on the team polo and the team sweatpants and a pair of pink Adidas, and he stands there, and he is just patrolling. He is watching seemingly all 20,000 people in that stadium like a hawk. He is ready to go and spring into action. I have actually seen him sprint onto the field at an incredible pace. It is remarkable to watch every stride, flawless running technique, go flying onto the pitch and manage to get there. Messi is actually incredibly gracious. I saw a video of one today. He seems to like, oh, okay, oh, you're here. All right, let me take a pit. Like, he'll prevent the bodyguard from kind of tackling the pitch invader to the ground. He'll let the person have their moment and take their selfie or whatever, and then the bodyguard can usher them away. But yeah, he said that this is a way bigger problem since he's been in Miami than it was at Barcelona or at PSG. I think there is kind of a decorum in Europe that even though everyone is there to watch Messi and everyone knows it's a big deal, we don't do this. We treat our stars appropriately, but it does seem like there's a kind of greater percentage of people that don't, I guess, care maybe about the event. They just want to have their moment of attention of being in the sun, and so they'll go running out there. And it's pretty wild. But yeah, this character of Messi's bodyguard has been fascinating. He has his own Instagram page, and he's like a legit, I think he's a kickboxer if I remember correctly, and he is an absolute badass. So good luck to anyone trying to fight that guy.
How long?
Well, what about Logan Paul though? Would Logan Paul stand a chance?
I mean, he's a great athlete. He's in sports entertainment. Like he's not actually fighting. He's in he does this thing, but he's not actually fighting.
Bodyguard, with his eyes?
I think it would take 10 seconds. I think it would take 10 seconds.
Quick, Woody, you just said you've seen his bodyguard run on the field. Does Ronaldo have a bodyguard? Does Mbappe have a bodyguard? Like, is Messi a diva for having a bodyguard? Because I haven't seen anybody else with a bodyguard.
Maybe Ronaldo has a bodyguard. He's certainly not as well known. Or, again, there are these sort of pitch invader moments that happen with Ronaldo, not quite as often because he's playing in Saudi Arabia and it just doesn't happen there. I imagine if he played at MLS, they might have to think about it a little bit, because there does seem to be something about the United States and kind of the, you know, people running onto the field. But yeah, he is kind of the only one that has a well-known bodyguard that, like, we're kind of all aware of, that's with him everywhere. I was showing someone the other day that, you know, Messi has these photos taken of him at, like, Naples Optimist games because his son is playing academy games. And sure enough, there's the bodyguard standing in the background. Like, he is there everywhere. And in this interview that the bodyguard gave, where he said that I'm no longer allowed on the sidelines of games, it was like a YouTube channel they did an interview with. And he was saying that, like, he is both, like, physical bodyguard, but also kind of, like, emotional bodyguard, because he is also around Messi at all these times. I've actually seen this before. I once did a show for Inter Miami at the training facility, and he was there. Messi was there to do an event for the Hard Rock, because they sponsor one of the corners of the ground, and he has, like, a burger with Hard Rock or whatever. So he was there.
Chicken sandwich, good area.
I apologize. So he was there to do an event, and it was just the bodyguard and him. And they, like, seem to spend a lot of individual time together, independent of whether or not they're in these big contexts. So, yeah, I think definitely Crowder is the only relationship of that kind that we're aware of any major player. And I don't think this is diva behavior. I think Messi is the furthest thing from a diva. I think this is almost probably like Inter Miami and Messi's insurance, because there will be incredible gatherings of people everywhere he goes. And you see this all the time where he's leaving the training facility, he'll roll down the window and take some pictures of people. But people are at the Inter Miami training facility all the time in the hopes that there's a view of Messi somewhere to be had. He is that much of like a hero. He's like a K-pop star. He is like Taylor Swift. He is like that kind of person everywhere he goes. So it really is kind of a wise thing for him to have, it would appear.
Did Maradona have a bodyguard?
That's a great question. It's a great question. Solana, any thoughts there?
He had a plug, I'm sure.
I want to hire you, Crowder, as my emotional bodyguard. I like what Whittingham said there. I don't need a bodyguard. No one's trying to get at me. But they're trying to get me emotionally. And I'd like you to be my emotional bodyguard. I have many highs and many lows.
$50,000 a month.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Well, that was that negotiation.
Hey, Witty.
Can I interest you in 40?
Not immediately. My emotions are not that important to me.
So Inter Miami is in LA, Witty, and I don't know how long they're planning on staying there, but tomorrow, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, start time, the Lakers actually play Thursday. Do you think Mascherano, Inter Miami's manager, will stick around for an extra day and get to finally answer the question we're all waiting for, which is Jordan or LeBron. He said he didn't have enough info.
Who asked now him that question? Do we know? Was that a local guy?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd love to find out because it comes from absolutely nowhere.
I love even that. Like, that's even my like favorite not even kind trying, of question.
Even like trying to like, if you say, is Jordan a bigger deal or is Messi a bigger deal? Like at least some kind of even tenuous link.
This was
to
out
enter
of the
Miami.
Sport,
this
completely.
Is out of the clear blue sky that he asks him, are you a Jordan or a LeBron guy? And in sort of his the English that he does have, Javier Mascherano goes, I don't watch enough basket, which is what they don't call it basketball. It's called basket. But yeah, I actually saw Solana. So they got to LA early. They were there on Monday. And I actually saw that a few members of Inter Miami that I know that I follow on Instagram for my times of being at the club were at the Lakers game on Monday night. So maybe Mascherano was there while the big stars of the team, I don't know if you saw this, were at David Beckham's 50th birthday party. And there was quite a gathering of at least the biggest
that
stars
had
on
to
the
be
team.
Star studded. David Beckham's,
can you imagine?
50th?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady was there. Oh. Messi. Busquets, Alba, and Suarez while there.
Think,
those four kind
think
of always
Messi
seem to
brings
be
his bodyguard to that.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Really?
I would be surprised if he wasn't there. I would be surprised.
Wow. That's
or maybe because it is it should be a well secured event. I imagine David Beckham for his 50th birthday party has some security.
Were all the Spice Girls there, do we know?
I know one of them was there. I know
sure.
that Victoria yeah. obviously the yeah. one that
but what about Scary
to.
Spice? Sporty Spice.
I don't know. I wonder how good of friends they are. I wonder how good of friends they are.
Hawk likes Scary Spice.
Scary Spice? That's your personal
favorite? That's like Hawk the – that's Lisa Turtle, right?
Yeah, it's the black one.
Yeah. Everything comes back to Saved by the Bell for me. Did you have a follow-up, Solana? I thought you had a follow-up there.
I was just going to say, witty.
What's your favorite Spice Girl song, Hawk?
Wannabe.
That's such an easy answer.
Well,
what's your second favorite? What's your second favorite?
How would I know a Spice Girl song? Have you seen the movie?
The movie? No, I'm not aware. I'm not aware of a movie. Spice World.
Spice World. That was a huge movie.
In the 90s, maybe? I don't know.
I'm sure, yeah. Could you name another Spice Girl song, Crowder?
Sporty.
No, song.
I don't think you understand I don't think you understand the assignment.
Oh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle. That's right. Could you name another one, Solana?
No. That's before my time.
But you know the wannabe song, right?
Yeah.
How does it go?
I'll tell you what
you
want.
Tell you what you want, what you really, really want.
How
come we never gave that to DBJ? We should give that to DBJ. I'll tell you what I want, what I
file.
Really, really want. Then Josie will come in. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna.
Yeah. I wanna really, really, really wanna sing it. Oh.
Yeah, that's a good song. All right, anybody have anything else for Chris Whittingham?
Yeah, Mascherano is full of bleep, Whitty, because I saw him at a Miami Heat game 1 month ago. Saw him.
I mean, okay, so maybe he's been to a basketball game.
I watch his basketball.
Does that mean that you have, a defined take on LeBron versus Jordan?
Everybody
what about
knows.
LeBron showing up for the Inter Miami LAFC game? Is that a possibility?
Well, the last time that Messi played in LA, I actually was there. I had a weekend off, a Sunday off, so I flew out to LA, and that was the game that Leo DiCaprio was at. That was the game that obviously Will Ferrell is a part owner of LAFC was there. That was a star-studded occasion. So maybe it will be similarly big on Wednesday night at this CONCACAF Champions Cup match.
Just Will Ferrell. I mean, talk about a guy. Anyway, Chris Whittingham.
He does a lot with LAFC. I know you're not a fan. I know you're not a fan, but he does. Like,
I love Will Ferrell when he was on SNL.
No, you don't.
And then,
then
he's doing the same thing for now, 20 years. You know, he's so funny when you put him with John C. Reilly. Oh, it's just a laugh a minute.
He's brilliant in the office, I can tell you that.
What about the lemonade stand commercial he has?
Oh, the lemonade stand. He is so smug on the, what is that, for PayPal, I think. He's so smug on those commercials. It's enough, Will Ferrell. We got it. Goodness gracious. I need an emotional bodyguard just from him. Chris Whittingham, you see him on CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. He will be on the call Saturday for an Italian Serie A match on CBS.
Love your pronunciation.
Saturday
of that,
night,
by the way,
Philadelphia and Orlando, MLS, 7:30 p.m. MLS season pass. Thank you, Witty.
Thank you, Hawk.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.